Welcome to Business English 101, where we delve into the fascinating world of entrepreneurship, corporate strategies, and industry trends to help you thrive in the global business landscape. Recent alarming developments from Evergrande Group, one of China's largest real estate developers, have intensified concerns over the company's survival. The chairman's involvement in suspected illegal activities has thrust this Chinese property giant back into headlines, resulting in his detention. However, the full details of these alleged crimes remain unclear, suggesting that a broader investigation into the company's operations may be underway. Prior to the chairman's legal predicament, Evergrande had been grappling with a substantial financial crisis, defaulting on debt obligations amounting to billions of dollars. The potential collapse of the company sent shockwaves through the market, putting its financial stability on the line. Now, with crucial leaders detained, Evergrande's future has been further jeopardized by added uncertainties. The repercussions of this situation extend much beyond the company itself, causing ripples through the entire Chinese property market and potentially affecting the wider economy. The fate of the embattled company concerns not only investors, stakeholders, and employees, but also government agencies and regulators, who are meticulously monitoring the developments to mitigate any potential risks to the financial system. As these events unfold, it's critical to closely monitor the Chinese government's actions and their potential influence on Evergrande's fate. The resolution of this crisis is bound to have significant consequences domestically and internationally, and will profoundly shape the future landscape of China's real estate sector. In recent LVMH news, French billionaire and LVMH chairman and CEO, Bernard Arnault, is currently under investigation by French prosecutors for possible money laundering activities. The investigation, related to his financial dealings with Russian businessman Nikolai Sarkisov, is focusing on Arnault's role in property sales in Courchevel, a significant development, considering Arnault's status as one of the world's wealthiest individuals. As we monitor this ongoing situation, it's crucial to mention that no formal charges have been filed against Arnault yet. In comparison, Elon Musk, the multi-billionaire entrepreneur, continues to hold his position as the world's richest person. Updates will be provided as this story evolves. Several recent developments concerning Tesla have caught the attention of investors and the public. CEO Elon Musk stirred controversy when he expressed his views on illegal immigration from the US border during a live stream. Although this issue may not directly correlate with Tesla, it has instigated dispute and led to questions about his focus. One issue worth monitoring by investors is the potential impact Tesla could face from a looming government shutdown. This could disrupt the production and distribution, potentially affecting Tesla deliveries. Moreover, Tesla has come under scrutiny over grave allegations of permitting racist insults against black employees within its Californian factory. A lawsuit filed by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, is seeking damages, compensation, and an end to racism in Tesla's plant. These allegations have resulted in a separate suit by the EEOC against Tesla, with hopes of obtaining justice for the discriminatory actions and holding Tesla accountable. An incident during a live stream where Musk anxiously emailed employees over a glitch further underscores the challenges the company faces in its operations and communications. Collectively, these incidents suggest concerns about Tesla's internal practices, particularly its handling of racism among its workforce. Moving forward, it is crucial to observe how these issues are addressed, given their possible impact on Tesla's reputation and operations. In the latest news from Transnet, a national freight and logistics company, significant changes have been announced within the top leadership. Both CEO Portia Darby and CFO Nancolo Dell'Amini have resigned from their positions amid mounting pressure and criticism from mining companies and business lobby groups. After 3 years leading the company, the decision by Portia Darby to step down adds to the shocking turn of events, which also includes CFO Nancolo Dell'Amini's resignation. The double departure leaves Transnet with two key vacancies requiring immediate attention at the company's top level. The resignations are indeed dramatic updates for Transnet, particularly as both individuals played essential roles in guiding strategic direction and overall management of the state-owned entity. The exact factors behind these resignations are as of yet undisclosed, but it's likely that the intensifying criticism from industry stakeholders played a significant role. In response to these departures, Transnet has swiftly appointed an interim CEO to oversee operations during this transitional phase. This crucial step aims to ensure business continuity while the search for permanent replacements is in process. The current developments underscore the importance of steady leadership within Transnet, especially given the challenges it faces amidst pressure from various stakeholders. It is imperative for effective management and continuity of this vital state-owned entity that the vacancies left by the resignations of Darby and Dlamini be filled in a timely manner. That concludes our fascinating discussion on the world of business, providing valuable insights and strategies for success in the ever-evolving corporate landscape.